Thank you for joining us on A Nightmare on the Airwaves podcast. My name is Sarah, and let's have some fun today. I wanted to actually go into sleep paralysis. It's one of the more frightening anomalies of sleep that I myself have experienced, and that is well documented through history. Something that has been attributed to alien abductions, demons, ghosts, a whole host of things. I wanted to get started by going into what sleep paralysis is according to like medical and scientific communities. Sleep paralysis is when, either when you're waking up or falling asleep, you kind of become aware. Your mind becomes conscious. However, you can't move or speak, like your body itself is still asleep. During those episodes, you can hallucinate a lot, and let me tell you, it is super freaking scary. Luckily, it only lasts for maybe a minute or two at most, but it can either happen once in your life, or it can be repetitive episodes. That blows. It can be caused by genetics, and it can be brought on by stress, sleep deprivation, or an abnormal sleep cycle. It's also believed that the underlying cause of it is an upset or a dysfunction in the REM, or rapid eye movement, cycle. It is not just a women's issue, which a lot of these always seem to be like women's issues to me. It can affect both men and women equally, and it is a very common sleep issue. Sleep paralysis is in fact so common that, like I said earlier, it's well documented in history. It has been attributed to the work typically of the supernatural in history. Another name, for example, is old hag syndrome. It's a name that comes from the belief that a night hag or something similar is causing the incident by appearing and then climbing onto the victim's chest, suffocating them, terrifying them, and immobilizing the victim. Because that's an image you definitely wanted before you go to sleep tonight. You're welcome. This has also been attributed to the incubus and the succubus, I suppose because of the crushing weight feeling, the paralysis, and it can cause a sort of, it'll sound weird, but it can cause a feeling of arousal due to the fight response that your body kicks into when it's experiencing that much, you know, stress. It's not uncommon for this to happen. In fact, a lot of places all over the country and all over the world have their own version of sleep paralysis, and a lot of it centers on the idea of being held down by some kind of creature, woman, demon, or ghost. In Italy, it's believed to be a witch, a cat-like creature, or a ghost, in fact. In Cambodia, sleep paralysis is actually known as the ghost pushes you down. And it's seen as a dangerous incident because it's believed to be a deceased relative, like either attacking you or somehow visiting you. In Egypt, it's taken a step further where it's seen as like a forewarning or a foreshadowing of death, where a djinn, or it's going to sound really weird to people probably outside of Egypt, but an evil genie comes and attempts to attack you. As for the United States, we're all about alien abductions, and we'll get into that later, but good job, U.S., for being a little bit weird compared to everybody else, as we do. One thing I did find interesting in researching this, though, is in places like Egypt where sleep paralysis is seen as much more of a dangerous thing or a foreshadowing of death or possibly a threat to your life, sleep paralysis can happen like up to 3 times more often than areas like, say, Denmark that have no special ideas or beliefs or superstitions around sleep paralysis. I find that very interesting because I think that it could almost be like a self-fulfilling prophecy that you're frightened of it, you don't want it to happen, and you fixate on it so much that perhaps you induce the incident yourself. It could be the stress making it hard to get a good night's sleep. It could also be that this fear actually disrupts their sleep patterns, which in turn causes sleep paralysis to happen. But something to remember, self-fulfilling prophecies and all that, nobody enjoys getting sucked into all that baloney. There have been a number of movies as well involving sleep paralysis, which I'd like to get into more, but before that, well, I wanted to maybe focus on a few of my own personal incidents, as I have had several episodes of sleep paralysis in my life, and they are terrifying. So, let's get into that. So, my own personal experiences with sleep paralysis. I would say the first time I ever dealt with it, I was in junior high. I was always a pretty stressed out kid, but I could sleep like a rock. However, I began experiencing these weird, almost nightly episodes for quite a while. What would happen was, I would go to sleep, and I should have figured something was up, because when I would go to sleep, I would literally see it getting darker, and that wasn't kind of a normal thing for me. It's usually, you know, lights out, and there you go. However, each night, I would see it getting darker, and it felt very numb, like my body was full of Novocaine almost. I could feel my skin against the blankets, I could feel it against the pillows, and it all felt very distant. My eyes felt very heavy. And what would happen was, I would start to hear kids, like elementary school students, talking. It was like being in the hallways when the school opened. Everybody's talking, they're getting along. And I could hear very faintly shoes squeaking on a tile floor. And my school did have tile floors. The problem was, this wouldn't have been bad, but it kept getting louder and louder. Like, the squeaking would physically hurt my ears. I could feel the pressure of the sound against my eardrums. And the kids started yelling, and then they started screaming and swearing, like they were fighting almost. And I remember this scared the ever-living crap out of me. Like, I was completely terrified of what was going on and of these kids screaming and yelling and shouting and the sound. The sound scared me the most because I am already very terrified of loud noises. I couldn't tell you why, but loud noises are definitely my trigger. So, I remember fighting it and I couldn't move, but if I put in enough effort, I could turn my head from one side to the other, and whenever I managed to turn my head, the sounds got further away before they came back again. So, I spent however long this was going on fighting to turn my head to keep the noise away from me. And eventually, of course, I would wake up. And I would be completely freaking terrified, and I didn't want to go back to sleep, but what else am I going to do but go back to sleep? So sometimes I would go straight back into this episode of sleep paralysis. And sometimes I didn't. It was a coin toss, 50-50. Either I'm bone around or I'm going to actually sleep now. I don't know which is going to happen. So, for the other fun times, this went on for a couple of weeks maybe or longer. I'm not actually all that sure. And weirdly, what stopped this particular episode from happening was I couldn't sleep on one of my sides. I usually slept on my right side facing the bedroom door so that I could see the hallway light because, yes, I was still one of those teenagers that did not like the dark, hated the dark, and would do everything to avoid the dark. Because I was a big baby, and I will fully admit that to everyone and anyone who stumbles across this by accident. I am a gigantic baby, and I don't like the dark. So, I had to roll over and face away from the door and face the wall. And at that point, for whatever reason, I stopped having the episodes. Until a few months passed, and then I had the episode again. And I had to flip back over to my other side. Repeat ad nauseum, and that was just basically what I had to do. It was a very weird episode. I'm never really sure what happened or why it started happening. I assumed that I was just a very stressful teen. Or stressed teen. I was probably stressful to my parents, but you know, stressed. Let's just ignore that I said that, but moving on. Now, I did have other episodes as well, and yeah, let's get into those too. The next dream was really just as weird. It's another one where I feel very numb and I realize that I must be sleeping. It's not quite a lucid dream though, because while I'm aware, my body still didn't respond to me. And it was a strange one. I was under some kind of attack. I don't remember what. I remember I could look up and I could see my ceiling, but my ceiling also had fans on it that didn't belong there. And there were these black things climbing all over the place, and I was just super angry because at this point I was much older. I was old enough that I'm just going, screw this, screw all of this, I know exactly what's going on, no, we're not doing it today. And, as a random thing, if you're having sleep paralysis, getting angry really kinda helps a lot, and I don't know why that is. Because I wasn't victimized by this anymore, and instead, I kind of turned around and was just attacking these hallucinatory dream things in this really weird sleep paralysis kind of way of, I'm lying there completely helpless, but because of the power of imagination, I'm attacking whatever these black things are. It's really pretty cool if you ever get to do it. It's kind of hilarious too. But, I remember just being there and I had gone to my mom's, actually, and I was just dead tired and fell asleep on her bed, and that's when it happened. So, this was actually a rather fun incident for me, just because it was no more of this, rah, we're gonna get you, or loud noises pushing so hard against the inside of my ears that I can't think feeling. It was pretty great. So, life pro tip, if you do have an episode of sleep paralysis, do yourself a favor, just try to be angry at it. Attack it. Attack it with everything that you have. Strange tips, but you know what? Sometimes it helps. The last episode that I think I'm going to talk about is, it started in a dream, and that's what made it very strange. Because in the dream, I was driving with my friend in the passenger seat, and we were talking about something, and it was nighttime. I could see through the headlights of my car where we were going, and while I was talking to her, she reached over and grabbed my arm, and that's when everything just went wrong. Everything went sideways in the sense that, I realized immediately that it wasn't her. And it was her right up until that exact point. The headlights started to go dim and then they went out. And, you know, usually this sort of a dream would end with a car crash into the trees, but it didn't. Instead, I was just floating upward and all of these black hands were grabbing me and attacking me. And it was another one of those kind of self-righteous rage moments where suddenly I was attacking them back. But again, I was numb, I couldn't feel my face, I couldn't feel my hand or anything, and of course, a lot of suggestions I tend to see when this happens is try to move your fingers, and I am never aware that I have fingers when an episode of sleep paralysis hits. It's basically just, as far as I'm aware, I'm a torso with a head. So I don't know how these people maintain the realization that they even have fingers. But, of course, again, getting angry did help, and for whatever reason, I was able to wake up and not feel frightened when I woke up. So, there's at least a couple of episodes. I would definitely say the most traumatic episodes that I ever had, though, had to be when I had the dreams of the children screaming and the tiles squeaking. Like, the kids screaming wasn't even the worst part. It was the tiles, and I don't know why that was. I think it might have just been the response of the sound. and how badly it pressed, like the pressure in my ears was exactly like if you hear one of those sounds that just hits that frequency in your head that's cringing beyond all belief. It was hitting exactly that, and I hated it. I swear, I'm glad that I've never had those episodes again, but I did want to see if anybody else has these episodes, if they want to share them. I am actually on Anchor, and one of the things on there is you can send a voice or an audio message, which could be pretty fun. I would be completely in or, you know, completely ready if somebody wanted to go ahead and share some of their own incidents. Not gonna judge. Everybody has their own. Everybody finds different things frightening, and sometimes you might find them very hilarious. And I mean, if you're willing to share, that's cool. I would be completely down for that. Just throwing that heads up out there. And after this, there's actually a few movies that I wanted to talk about. Some of them deal with sleep paralysis, some of them deal with the myths and legend around them. And of course, you know, there's a couple of them we can't get away with not discussing. Let's get to those next. Okay, the first one we're going to go into is called Shadow People. It is a film from, I believe it is, let's see, I want to say 2015, but I might be getting that mixed up with another film, admittedly. It is, 2013. So, Shadow People is 2013 film. It is a mockumentary, which means they've done it like it's a documentary or a legitimate thing. And it may and may not be. The film itself claims that it went ahead and took as many references as it could from actual media, actual films, actual radio interviews, and phone calls, which it seems to have quite a few of them spliced in there. However, going through it, it's not Shadow People. It's based after in the, let's see, 1970s and the 1980s, there was an outbreak of sudden arrhythmic death syndrome. This is not a disease you can catch, so nobody worry. This is basically dying in your sleep, and it was very common among the Asian Laotian, oh, I'm going to mess up this word, Hmongs that were refugees during the guerrilla attacks against their capital or their government. Now, what made this so interesting was basically a lot of people who were generally men around 33 years old and seemingly completely healthy just died in their sleep. That's kind of terrifying. There are a lot of beliefs actually attached to this, and we'll go into that. But the first thing you need to understand for anybody going, oh my god, I could die in my sleep, is probably not. I say this because sudden arrhythmic death syndrome is generally attached to a distinct genetic culture and a distinct culture itself. There are different things that basically cause this to happen. So it's not just a random, you just die in your sleep. I promise. There's a reason for it. One of those reasons is strongly attached to their culture. One author suggested that the reason that they died in their own sleep was their beliefs in the spiritual world. Basically, they had something called nocturnal pressing spirit attacks. What this means is they believe that they could go to sleep and potentially one of their ancestors or a spirit would reach out to them and attack them by pressing down upon them or crushing them. They believe that the ancestor spirits or the village spirits couldn't attack them if they didn't worship properly. And during this time, they couldn't worship. They couldn't do their rituals. They couldn't go through their religious ceremonies because they were displaced. They were going to another country. Their way of life was under attack. So because they hadn't managed to do this, when they experienced sleep paralysis, this person believed that it caused so much fear in them that it killed them in their sleep. Essentially, they believe they were experiencing sleep paralysis. Now, like I said, this is the movie The Shadow People does deal with some of this, but it doesn't go into it like a huge amount. It's more hinted at, and there's supposedly something else coming after people. Frankly, I think that if they had gone ahead and just settled with the people dying in their sleep and the religious significance behind it, which might be what they were trying to do, it would have been a better movie, but we're Americans, so we gotta screw everything up. The next movie I'm going into is going to be called The Nightmares. Let's dive right into that, shall we? So the movie whose date I kept incorrectly quoting is The Nightmare. 2015, it's about 8 people and their experiences with sleep paralysis. I was pretty excited about this because it's a movie which has actual episodes of sleep paralysis that are portrayed by actors and recreated as accurately as possible. What really drew me into it was the opening where this guy is going on about some kind of a waking nightmare he had as a child, where he was watching TV and the guy on TV looked at him and said, "Don't worry, everything is okay and we're gonna be back." Which is super easily the creepiest thing that I have ever heard of in my life. I would flip out as a kid if I saw that happen. Completely lose my mind. But, this movie opens with that, and it does have a lot of black, like, text on a black screen, and it's not really informational, it's just kind of quoting things, I think, to try and get you in the mood for the movie. I wasn't too thrilled about that, but it does work a lot like a documentary, which I love. I'm sorry, but I absolutely love mockumentary-style horror. I mean, this isn't really a horror unless these things, I guess, scare the crap out of you, which sometimes they do for me. But it keeps going into these different episodes of sleep paralysis people have had, and it's pretty awesome, just because I'm familiar with some of the stuff they talk about. Just how terrifying it is, the sensation of helplessness and dread. And it's really unreal when you're having one of these episodes, and a couple of them went into that, where this guy was going about how he was trying really hard to move, and he was putting all of his effort and all of his will into it, and he felt himself move, like, jerk and roll over, and then he opened his eyes, and he was still laying on his back. And he was awake, but he was laying on his back, and he hadn't moved even an inch. And I've done stuff like that to try and wake up, where I'll try and jerk my head or roll over or do something to wake up, and it's pretty interesting. At least I thought it was, and it seems really realistic to what you will experience in an episode of sleep paralysis. So, if you're curious about what it's like and about an accurate portrayal, which it's kind of weird and hard to try and tell somebody what sleep paralysis is like unless they've experienced it, but I think this comes pretty close. I would suggest giving The Nightmare a look. The cover art is not great. It's basically a pillow and like, here is your nightmare, and yeah, that's not really all that of a draw-in if you're into horror, or at least not for me. But I liked it, just maybe don't watch it right between bed. Right before bed. Another one I just want to briefly touch on is The Haunting of Hill House. It's on Netflix, it was pretty popular, and no, it doesn't deal with sleep paralysis, but I think that the portrayal that the character Nell gives of her night terrors and sleep paralysis are pretty accurate, just the way it feels, just what happens. So, that's going to be about all for today. This honestly took me about a week to do, because I can't really record when my husband is home. He's just a naturally loud person, nothing against him. Just he tends to make a lot of noise. And I was working a lot more this week than I was anticipating, so I didn't get to watch the movies and check them out real quick or refresh myself on them until yesterday and today, which is kind of like, ah, crap. But this is just sort of something that I wanted to give a try, and I feel like the longer I go into it, the more I'll be able to expand my content, and instead of having it go for this not very long episode, I might be able to go a bit longer next time. kind of trial running it, but I'm having fun. I mean, I get to research things and check stuff out, and I have been thinking that when I do the witchcraft posts, I'm probably going to go ahead and note what they are, and I'll probably note what each of these are just so people can skip through and, like, I don't want to watch that. They don't have to. But that was today's episode. This is Sarah, and thank you for joining me for A Nightmare on the Airwaves. Bye!